Wednesday night, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama met in Philadelphia for their 21st debate of the campaign season. Most polls show the two Democratic candidates about a half dozen points apart as they head into the important and possibly decisive Pennsylvania primary on Tuesday. Terry Madonna is director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He also directs their poll and joins us from the studios of member station WITF in Harrisburg. Thanks so much for being with us, Terry.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
What issues seem to be most important to most Pennsylvania voters?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And over the last couple of months, the economy has just increased in importance with each passing month. We now have somewhere between 4 and 5 of 10 voters, 40 or 50% of the voters, say the economy is the most important. And, you know, they're down into, Scott, some nitty-gritty. I mean, it's gasoline prices. It's concern about rising health care costs. It's, are we going to take the vacation this summer? I mean, things that folks actually talk about when they're sitting around the table, you know, having a meal. And it's been rising, as I said, and I think it's going to dominate the fall campaign too. You know, Iraq will be important, but that's remained pretty static. It's the economy, without doubt.
Does that seem to drive any more voters to one candidate or another on the Democratic side?
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton generally leads when, you know, we ask voters of their vote choice, what issue, you know, are you casting your vote for? She leads. Obama's done a little better of late, but both candidates have really gotten into what I'd call bread and butter issues, not esoteric, not the big government programs, but really down-to-earth suggestions, and I think that's really helped them.
Have you done any polling that would suggest either candidate benefited from the debate this week?
No, we have not, and I don't think the debate managed to move many voters, if any, but I don't think the debate without a headline grabber, without a mistake, or without some new position that they articulated that got a lot of press that really was much influence at all on the election in Pennsylvania.
I'm told there are 275,000 people newly eligible to vote in the Democratic primary.
Correct.
Is it your feeling that they are strongly attracted to one candidate or another, or just want to be where the action is?
No, we actually surveyed that in our poll. We asked folks who registered or transferred from independent and Republican to Democrat, we call them switchers, since January to March 24. And here's what we found. 62% of them say they'll vote for Senator Obama.
Terry, to put you on the spot a bit, do you see this as we head into next Tuesday, an election that's a close contest between two candidates or an election in which the question will be what is the size of Senator Clinton's margin of victory or the number of delegates she gets?
I think the latter, and the number of delegates probably don't matter as much. Under almost any scenario of the 157 delegates at stake, Scott, she can probably only win 12 to 15 more than he does under the proportionality rules. There'll be a big debate about the size of her victory if she wins. Mm-hmm. Now, if she loses, and there's an outside chance, I don't think that will happen, but if she were to lose, I think the nomination contest is over. If she wins by 9, 10, 11 percentage points, I think she will go out of here saying, hey, it was Texas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, I'm on a roll, hang in with me. And the real problem, for the race, the contest is what happens if it's in the what I call the mushy middle, 5, 6, 7. They'll both declare victory and the race continues.
Terry Madonna, professor of politics and public policy at Franklin and Marshall College, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.